what we need, but it's not. And, you know, it goes back to what Terry said. It goes back to what Frank says. The committee could be, you know, is a good part of this program. And so, you know, wanting to be on it should be viewed as a positive opportunity, not a task. You know what I mean? I think that's the key. Not looking at it as a task, but looking at it as something that, you know, will help collectively move everyone in this entire program forward. So with that being said, I'm going to jump off this call. I'm going to mute my phone for about 5 minutes. I'm going to meet with Zach, and then I'm going to come up with numbers, and then I will be back to give a confirmed committee. All right? Give me five or six minutes. All right. Be back.
Recording is being paused so that counts can be taken. Pausing recording. Recording is continuing. Voting has been tallied. We are waiting on Tyrell Sampson to resume the meeting. Whoever's eating chips, we can all hear you. Tyrell should be back momentarily.
Okay, I am back. We have everything tallied up. And the results are the following four people will be regular members, and the two behind those will be alternates. We have Keith Haley, Angel Torres, Dave Pelagi, Sylvie Ramirez, and Amos Matorma will be the first alternate, and Karan will be the second alternate. So what I will do is I will update this manager committee sheet. Frank, I believe you typically would hold a call after this meeting. I don't know if it's the same day or the following day to establish a chair and a vice chair. And we can go about that afterwards, but that is your 2022-2023 committee, along with Frank Roberts, Randy Altiga, and Rich Braccia, who remain on the current committee. So these are your add-ons to give you seven regular members and two alternates.
Okay. Great. Congratulations, everyone.
Yes, thank you. I do appreciate everyone who placed their name on the ballot, because again, it's important. And so I think this is a solid list, and you guys work well and do your thing. So thank you.
Switch your desk items.
Let's see. us into open forum. We're actually making good time. So we can now go into open forum. Does anyone have any questions?
Yes, this is Shelley. Question. Tyler briefly touched on expanding once the college, Amos setting the, being the first person, and hopefully we can move forward once the other contracts are expired. So my question is, in the news a couple weeks back, I saw that the colleges were now going to be under one umbrella. So I guess basically, so students are just leaving one campus. They don't necessarily have to pull out. They can move and be all under the same umbrella, basically. My question is, do you guys know or could find out if that happens, are the colleges now one unit, or is each one going to be like your own when the contracts still expire? Are they going to go and use one entity, or going to go on a status quo?
So I'm assuming you're speaking in reference directly to like food service facilities. Like, will a college responsible for their individual food service, or will it just be under one?
Correct.
I don't know. At this time, I don't know. I've heard the same thing. I think it's something that we would likely want to wait to hear, then, you know, poke the bear and ask a question like that. You know, because I think, truth be told, it's obviously up to the college in the manner in which they want to proceed. But I would say that, you know, if we can, well, obviously, you know, with the colleges, there has to be supporting numbers. We've been in them. We've had some ups and we've had some downs. So every college is completely different. And I would have to believe that there would still be some independency allowed on each, you know, director or person in charge college to overseeing, you know, exactly how they want with their college. I know Tracy just recently had a meeting in regards to vending. And that person was individually advocating for food service or what have you and vending. It's one that we've waived in the past. So I don't believe that there's any, at the moment, any guidance to making this an umbrella, you know, decision-making piece for all colleges, even though they've umbrellaed in, I guess, the college world or, you know, professional aspect.
Okay. Now, when she says umbrella together, isn't there a difference between state community colleges and actual state universities?
Yes.
Is that separate?
Yep. Yeah, that's separate.
I guess it's just 12 that's going to be under the one state. I think that's the number.
Right. Yep. That's what I heard. Okay. Yep. All community colleges. Yep. So, anyone else have any questions or comments on open forum?
Yeah, any non-committee member, this is your time to share your concern or whatever question.
It's Brandy. I got a question. So in the past few years, we have taken a vote to be able to decide if we wanted to take the quote-unquote vacation pay or the vacation time offered to us by the program for where a representative comes in and works for us and we can take a week off. What are the chances of us still being able to do that again this year, as many of us are still not anywhere near, I know we're not supposed to talk about 2019, but again, being nowhere near there as a baseline of where we used to be, I think is relevant in this conversation to discuss if we can reopen that idea again, where people got the option to take it or take the time.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know what's wrong. I would say I'm not opposed to it. Obviously, the budget is strong enough for it. So I have no opposition towards it.
Would that be in a form of a motion?
I guess.
By the committee?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion for the committee to discuss or approve or...
So we're talking about for 2023, correct? Because
yeah,
year, that's why I bring it up now. And it is the main meeting, and I wanted to get everybody's opinion on it, committee and non-committee, on how they felt about it, if they felt it was still needed, and they still were interested in it or not. I think it's a something that everybody should have an opinion on, not just the committee.
Can we clarify the agreement, just for the record, because it's not clear what's happening, just so an outsider.
Well, and I would just say, Brandy, I mean...
Come on, not the inside, sir.
I missed it.
I don't know if it's... I mean, you can make the vote now, but I don't know. I thought, Brandy, you were bringing it up for future discussion to maybe put on the next agenda, but, you know, again, it wouldn't be paid out until 2023. So if you want to take a survey internally, like if you want me to send out an email to hear everyone's thought, I can certainly do that, and then we can, you know, push this to the next agenda after we get the results back.
How many people are fully operational, please?
I would say...
How many people are back to work?
I would say everyone but one person.
Okay. So 17 people.
Right.
So, I mean, I think personally, I would honestly like to put on, to make it, to talk about making this a permanent every year, us getting to decide individually, as a group and individually, like what we would like to do. Would we like a week of vacation, or would we like the week of vacation pay? As you get in most jobs, and as we are offered, it seems, under the program's bylaws and stuff. So I would honestly like to make it a yearly operator personal choice of each operator to take a vacation time or take a vacation pay.
Why don't we push it till December, and we'll really try and talk that out and try and make it a one and done.
And I'd like to get everybody, like I said, if Tyrell, you would be willing to send out a survey, like, would you like this to be a routine thing? Like, how do you, you know? Because I think, considering what we're taking money to the program and to give to everybody, and I think everybody should have a say if they're on board to make this a routine, a regular thing.
So is it a two-parter? Is it a two-part question? If Tyra wants to send out an email, one would be if people are interested in it, and the second would be yay or nay to money or vacation. How would we, what are you asking?
So the first question is, the first question I'm asking is, do you want to make this do you want to have this choice, or do you want it to just be as is? As it is now, we get a week's vacation where we can go take a vacation, and our reps will come in and help run things for us so we can have a vacation. That's what we do now. Or would you like it to be an option where you can either take the vacation or you can take the pet? Do you want to have the option, or do you want the option made for you, is I guess what I'm saying.
And you want
that make more sense? And then each year, so if everybody says, yeah, I want the option, then each year Tyrell would say, hey, it's that time of year again. Do you want your vacation pay, or do you want the vacation schedule for vacation time?
I think what I'm going to do, what I would suggest is that we definitely move it to an agenda item for December, because I think we need to consider some things that have changed from the last time, I think, to now, and one of them being the requirements of approval that the committee made in regards to the minimal amount of time an operator should have to spend at a micro market. So that alone, I'm just going to throw this out there. I personally feel if we have the money, I'm not opposed to giving vacation pay. I feel that it should be annual, because if we don't have the money, it's going to be a problem at a point when we don't have the money that we locked into something that becomes just this, you know, guaranteed in every operator's mindset. But, I mean, again, this is what the committee's for and the group. And I think things to consider. So would you essentially still want that for operators that are operating on micro markets as well. And again, I have no opposition, but these are just comments.
So yeah, I think we should, everybody's entitled to a vacation, and I think that they should have the option to take a vacation or to get paid. I mean, we offer the incentive program to everybody, so I think it should be, that should be something we offer to everybody as well.
Well, the incentive isn't offered to everyone, but no, it's not. It's not offered to operators that are operating through partnership with a PIMA.
Or seasonal.
Right, or seasonal. So, I don't know. I would just say let's
put it as an agenda.
I'm not opposed to directing vacation payment. That, I guess I'll just leave it there.
So,
we'll
move it to December's agenda to discuss further.
All right. Any other comment? Thought?
Motion to adjourn.
Well, I guess. But Kyle, you mentioned you got a couple of checks earlier. I'm sorry, Keith. Was one of them mine?
No.
Shelly.
No.
Oh, well, mine's floating. Okay, I just wanted to make mine floating.
Okay. I got one quick comment. Can you email us if Amos ends up getting that award and the details to be able to attend?
It was an invite only, I believe. I was surprised. It's a small, but I will definitely let you guys know if he gets the award and see if he wants to take a picture or something. He's got to work on that speech, you know. He's nervous. I don't know.
Drinks on Amos.
We're going to speak, so. We're wishing them the best, for sure.
Awesome.
All right. Anything else? All right, go ahead, Charles.
I concur with Keith. Can we motion to adjourn?
Keith, one second.
All opposed, say aye. Aye.
Opposed?
All right, motion carries. Thank you all for calling.
Thank you. Ended right on time.